Blog Talk Radio.
Attention. I am the anonymous UWA general manager and I have had enough. After consulting with the board, and then overruling their judgment, I have reached a conclusion. Mr. Hollywood Tony P., you are suspended until further notice, from any and all duties revolving around the operations of the United Wrestling Alliance. You are hereby talent only and will have no power moving forward. I made it Barry DeWin, you changed that. I am in charge, and now you are not. I will punish all who oppose me, and those who change the way I run. I have spoken. End of line.
Ain't that a bitch? Start the show, and there it is. Anonymous. Atomous. Dick, he doesn't understand. It was supposed to be buried of wind. We couldn't dig the fucking hole. Welcome everyone to This Week in the United Wrestling Alliance. I'm Mr. Hollywood Tony P., the longest reigning United World Champion in history. Almost 568 days as undefeated champion, 15-0. But that's not the news of the week, and we were going to have a fun show. We're going to talk about the graveyard match that we filmed in the snow in the graveyard. We're going to talk about a new champion, but then this fucking piece of shit drops this on me. It had the audacity to tell me right before the show. In fact, I learned off of Facebook right before the show. Now, apparently he's mad because it was buried to win. It was supposed to be a buried alive match, but the ground was frozen. We couldn't dig a hole. My God, man. Computers know nothing about humans, and that's fine because they suck anyway. I hate a fucking computer. I was waiting for a computer all my fucking life, and now to get suspended by a piece of shit. I'm still talent, though, right? Oh, I'm still the champion. Hey, great. I'm still the champion and apparently host of This Week in the UWA and commentary and all that shit. I just have no say over who gets signed, who gets whatever, bitch. I already have the next match for the Armageddon Championship. Set the fuck up. So I already signed it. You can suspend me all you want, you little piece of shit, but I will tell you flat out where the next Armageddon Championship match will be, the second match of Armageddon, and I signed it, and it's going to be good. So you will honor what I signed because I already signed it. And then, sure, I'll take your suspension. Oh, I don't get to be involved in the decision-making of the United Wrestling Alliance. Well, you know what, bitch? I have been the only one involved in the decision-making of the United Wrestling Alliance. You have done jack shit, but that's okay. You're famous, right? You're, Mr. Laptop. Or are you a leprechaun? It depends. Are you one of McMahon's children? So anyway, big news of the week was the Armageddon Championship, but now I am suspended until further notice from any and all activities that aren't talent. So anyway, this week we have a brand new Armageddon Champion. That's right, if you want to go to our YouTube page, brand new YouTube page, the United Wrestling Alliance, go there right now, and you can watch the match. The video, the Battle of Armageddon, and you can join the hundreds and hundreds of other people who have seen it and watched it, and you can enjoy it for the spectacular spectacle that it is. Now, first of all, we got a new champion, ladies and gentlemen, your new Armageddon champion, the Last Don. Yeah. what a hellacious match. We congratulate The Last Don. Sid Luciano as being the new Armageddon champion. And you could watch that match on our new YouTube channel, The United Wrestling Alliance. Just go to YouTube, search United Wrestling Alliance. There it is, the Battle of Armageddon. It's the best 20 minutes you're going to see. Best match of the year. Best match you're going to see anywhere else. Not some fucking backroom shed or some school gym or some fucking tiny-ass little ring in a place they don't belong. No. You're going to see a match in a graveyard, and it was a graveyard, and it was cold, and it snowed, right? Tales from the graveyard. Well, here they are, okay? Apparently, after we left, the ghost lifted the gates of the graveyard off of their hinges and moved the fence, the gate, and laid it on it on the side. Now, how we know it's a ghost is because there were footprints all around in the snow, but none going into the graveyard. That's right. So there are footprints all around the graveyard. As you can watch the video, I had to get B-roll footage. I had to get footage around the graveyard. So we walked around the graveyard, but we never went in the graveyard. We never opened the gate. We never went in. We went into the other side of the graveyard where we had access, right? Now, don't get me wrong, you know, wrestling is great, and it's a graveyard, and it's all that stuff, and, you know, yeah, there were graves that were unmarked outside of the graveyard that we fought by, but we're not going to go into a graveyard and desecrate the bodies, and snow, footprints do not lie, people, and the ghosts have no footprints, and so it was very weird, because the gate was lifted off, and there were no footprints around. So spooky stuff to be sure, but we had no choice at the location in order to change it, you know, into just a regular old pinfall match. That didn't change how awesome the match was. That didn't change that these guys nearly murdered each other. It didn't change anything about the spectacle that was a fucking graveyard match in the snow, bro. Have you ever seen a match in the snow? I don't think so. Off of rocks and trees and chains and skulls and skeletons, everything. You got to go watch this match, a hellacious match, as one of our fans said. So, The Last Don, Sid Luciano, is, of course, the new Armageddon champion. That's part of the news, of course. There's two big stories right now. I was going to announce that I have the next location of the Armageddon Championship match, and I will reveal that next week right here. I will reveal it to the world, and apparently it's going to be my last duty as head booker of the United Wrestling Alliance, because not only was I CEO and head booker, I was also in charge of talent relations, and now I'm none of those. And apparently the board didn't like the decision, but it's non-GM. He overruled the board. Good for you, brother. You do what you need to do. Just remember, my location stands. So you could do all you want and scream all you want, but I brokered that deal. Right? And speaking of brokering a deal, y'all need to get to Fuel and Iron June 1st for Steel City Championship Wrestling. It's going to be a great show. Going to be a tournament of champions. We are a sponsor. The United Wrestling Alliance is sponsoring that great show there at Fuel and Iron. You're going to want to go and get your VIP tickets. Trust me, you're going to want the VIP tickets, and you just might see me and the United Women's Champion in attendance, because it is a tournament of champions. We are sponsors. We do get VIP seats. And what better way to enjoy a night of wrestling than from the front row, VIP at and Iron. Go to Facebook, Steel City Championship Wrestling, the whole thing, or go to Fuel and Iron in Pueblo, their website. You can find out all the information about how to get tickets to the Tournament of Champions, Fuel and Iron, June 1st, right down there in Pueblo. Get your tickets, and again, we're sponsoring that show. All the best talent is going to be there. So news was going to be that Thunder Brawl is shaping up. Finally, you all can watch me destroy somebody for my championship. I am 15-0, but they've been in back rooms and back gyms and boxing arenas and places where you haven't seen because they don't let you film. But I've won. I've beaten everybody who's come in front of me. You want to try Thunder Brawl? You want to try to finally have Thunder Brawl and give me four opponents? Well, we're going to do that. We're going to see it. But apparently, I'm done with promoting Thunder Brawl, because I have no power anymore over anything. Apparently, I still am allowed to post on Facebook. I can see that. So that's good. So we'll see how this goes and what the board of directors has to say when, they overruled the non-GM, but he overruled them somehow. I don't know how he got this, I have no idea where he got the power from, who he's working with or whatever, but this is BS. Anyway, Tales from the Graveyard. It was wet. It was cold. It was icy. It was terrifying. And it was a great match, to say the least. And like I said, you need to go take a look at it. You need to go watch it. I want to do more of a show. I'd love to do more of a show this week, but, man. Supposed to celebrate Sid tonight, not the fuck, man. Oh, whatever. And if you want to go back in the World Generation podcast here and go listen to the show last night that I did, which was about football. Oh, I need to get some fucking weed. I'm going to have some drink, I'm going to have some weed, and I'm going to go. Because fuck that computer. I'll fucking take a piss on it. I've been waiting my whole life waiting on a fucking computer. They have never changed. They're slow as shit. I'm fucking mad, man. Something's got to change, man. Something's got to change. Listen, I think I have power outside of United Wrestling Alliance, but I know who I am. And I know where I come from. I know what's going on. So let me tell you something, a non-GM. I got plans. I got things going on in my head. And all you out there, including you, Plex, run your mouth. You want proof? I'll prove it to you. You join the Thunder Brawl match, and I will give you your opportunity. But that's for another story. And I can't give you the opportunity, actually, because I have no more power. Because a non-GM just fucked my balls out. Ooh. Anyway, thank you for joining us, guys. Next week, I'm going to reveal where the next Battle of Armageddon is going to be, because it's my final deal as head booker of the United Wrestling Alliance. So I am no longer booking. We need a new head booker, you asshole. And, so that's that. So thank you guys for joining us. Congratulations, Sid Luciano, new Armageddon champion. First ever, ruined his celebration, fucking Anon and his bullshit. Sid Luciano, go find him on Facebook. Sid Luciano, the last Don, he is your Armageddon champion. And I am Hollywood Tony P, 567 days is champion, undefeated. Anon, I'm coming for you, bitch. I got so much stuff working. You can try to do whatever you want, whatever fine print is going on, but I'm going to tell you something right now. Mr. Hollywood Tony P is running for re-election. Mr. Hollywood Tony P will be re-elected as President of the United States, so Mr. Hollywood Tony P has power far beyond the United Wrestling Alliance, and I could give a fuck what you do. Just don't ruin what I've built. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week right here on This Week in the United Wrestling Alliance. I'm fucking fed up. Get the fuck out.
A presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.